Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, August 1st. Happy Bank Holiday weekend coming up.
More and more people will continue to die and now will die because of hunger, because of the famine.
Top US diplomat to visit Gaza food sites and major water pipeline undergoing repairs. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will visit Gaza today to inspect food distribution sites. US Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee will also travel to Gaza in an effort to secure a plan to deliver more food and meet residents to hear firsthand about the situation on the ground. UNRWA Commission General Philippe Lazzarini says a catastrophe is unfolding.
There is an unfolding famine. We have now people dying by hunger. And at the same time, this week also we heard that at least 60,000 Gazans since the beginning of the war have been killed. So we need to come with new solution. Otherwise, more and more people will continue to die and now will die because of hunger, because of the famine.
The Taoiseach will meet the government trade forum today in light of the recent trade agreement between the EU and US. Simon Harris will brief the forum on the government's action plan on market diversification. News Talk's Breffni Clack has more.
This is the seventh meeting of the Forum of Business Stakeholders. Their job to map out a response to the agreement between the US and EU that will see 15% tariffs applied on all EU goods from today. They'll receive an update from the Taoiseach as well today on the government's action plan on market diversification that was recently agreed on by the government. The Taoiseach will also brief the forum on the ratification of CETA, the EU-Canada Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement.
Donald Trump's tariffs come into force today. The US will publish an executive order later implementing the framework trade deal agreed between President Trump and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Separately, the EU and US are to publish a joint statement spelling out the exact details of the deal. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed the reciprocal tariffs will come into effect today despite being delayed multiple times. Gardaí investigating the disappearance and murder of Fiona Sinnott have concluded their search operation on open ground in Wexford. The results of the searches aren't being released for operational reasons. Gardaí have updated her family on the developments. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
Fiona Sinnott was the mother of an infant daughter and at the time of her disappearance lived at Ballyhid Broadway in County Wexford. On Sunday, 8th of February 1998, she was socialising at Butler's Pub in Broadway, County Wexford with friends. She left the pub at around midnight and that was the last confirmed sighting of her. A motorist saw a man and woman on the road near Kisha Cross on the night she was last seen. There were two other men in their late teens or early 20s close by. None of the four have ever come forward to Gardaí and they are anxious to trace them or anyone who was in the vicinity who didn't or could not come forward at the time.
Catherine Conley has received more support in her bid to become the next president. The Labour Party has agreed to back the independent TD in the race for the Oris. The decision was taken during a meeting of Labour's parliamentary party and its executive board last night. The Galway West TD already has the backing of People Before Profit and the Social Democrats. A major pipeline supplying a third of the Greater Dublin area's drinking water is to undergo repairs. The complex works start tonight and are expected to take 28 hours to complete. Almost 1,000 customers in Kildare will be without water, while customers in other parts of that county, Dublin and Wicklow, are being asked to conserve supplies. Declan Healy, programme manager at Ishka Éireann, says they'll be replacing a damaged section of the pipeline and also fixing leaks.
These pipes for scale, they're about 1.6 metres in size, so the average person could actually stand up in them. They bring over a third of the water into the Greater Dublin Area network. That's about 220 million litres of water a day. We've identified sections of the pipe that are at risk of failure. If this was to burst unplanned, it would cause massive outages in the Greater Dublin Area.
A new static speed camera starts operating in Dublin today. It's the first in the City Council area and will go live on the Crumlin Road in Dolphin's Barn. Vehicles detected breaking the 50 km an hour speed limit face a €160 fine and 3 penalty points. Dublin City Council's Claire French says the location was chosen based on road crash data.
This is the first static safety camera in the Dublin City Council area. So we've worked very closely with the guards in implementing this, and it is going in place in Dolphin's Barn and goes live from 12 noon today. And it will be monitoring vehicles in both directions, so those heading into the city and coming out of the city.
The country's newest train station opens this weekend. Woodbrook in Dublin, located between Bray and Shankill, is the 147th station on the network. Irish Rail's Barry Kenny says passengers will be able to get to Dublin city centre in 40 minutes.
There's a huge housing being developed there, and this is the right way to do it, to get stations in ahead of the housing. So you're going to have thousands of housing units there and 191 daily train services on weekdays for people as they move in.
Justin Timberlake has revealed he's living with Lyme disease. The 44-year-old said he's been suffering with nerve pain and crazy fatigue while on his world tour. Lyme disease is a bacterial infection that can be spread to humans by infected ticks. And in sport, in soccer, St. Pat's booked their place in the third round of qualifying for the Conference League in dramatic fashion in Estonia last night. Captain Joe Redmond scored in stoppage time away to Kalju to bring the Saints back to 2-1 on the night and 2-2 on aggregate. And Jake Mulroney's goal early in extra time sent Stephen Kenny's side through. They'll face Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Besiktas in the next round. Shamrock Rovers played out a scoreless draw at home to St. Joseph's of Gibraltar in their second leg at Tallaght Stadium. Stephen Bradley's side go through 4-0 on aggregate, and they set up a third round clash with the Kosovan side Balkany. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.